This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome, everybody. We have rolled out the red card for cart and carpet for you. Yeah, that's a little tongue twister for me at the beginning. My name's Kate Delaney. If you haven't heard the show before, thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate you, and we appreciate some of our new affiliates, and we'll give a big shout out to them coming up here in a little while on the show. Plus, we can count. We do it by the numbers. But before we get there, did you know that the president made his way from England to Northern Ireland? And he had a conversation with the prime minister there. And he was asked a lot about Brexit. And he talked about borders, the border we have at the south and the border that there is in the north from the rest of Ireland, because there is concern over Brexit. But long before he got to Ireland, it was really actually very cool in Great Britain, and this was a multinational ceremony in Portsmouth, Great Britain, that part of that two-day United Kingdom state visit in London. There was a huge D-Day ceremony, and it was so interesting. I mean, it's so interesting to watch what happened there and honoring so many people, because it is, I mean, 75 years and thinking of what D-Day was and the loss of life and the sacrifice and what it meant in history and the cooperation, et cetera. And boy, oh boy, really interesting to watch all of this, I think, unfold and to see so many of the handful of veterans still left who have gone back and they're there to recognize, you know, what happened in Normandy. And I think it's wonderful that that is worked into this, obviously, the timing of it, this overseas trip. From the rest of it, though, the other points of view, there is so much happening when we talk about the border. The 10th is coming up. The 10th is the day that the president said the tariffs would kick in. So you've got Mexican and U.S. official types, State Department types, that are resuming talks in D.C., trying to avert the tariffs on Mexican goods. But right now, there's not enough progress. And the president says there hasn't been enough to curb the migration. And because of that, expect the tariffs to kick in unless something changes. So what does it mean? We've mentioned this number again and again. A 5% tariff on all exports to the U.S. starting on Monday could jump up to 25% later in the year. So Vice President Mike Pence chaired the meeting on Wednesday afternoon with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Mexican Foreign Minister Ebrado to make the case that Mexico needed to do more to stop a surge in Central American migrants crossing the border. So the president is tied up until Friday. They didn't expect any kind of a quick resolution, and one is not happening. Pence said he expected to hear tangible measures that the Mexican government was prepared to take immediately, but it doesn't look like that has happened. If the tariffs go ahead, the U.S. would have a trade dispute both with China and Mexico. Now that's two of our top three trading partners, if you're keeping score. And a lot of U.S. businesses, of course, do not want to see that. A lot of business groups, because of the trickle-down effect of it on their products. There's an official list of U.S. products that could be subject to retaliatory tariffs if the duties actually kick in, and a lot of them would be agricultural and industrial states that would be smacked by this, but the clock is ticking. So the 10th is almost here. The amount of apprehensions at the border in May, crossing from Mexico, 132,000 people. That's the highest monthly total in a decade. And so they're talking about these crisis levels that just cannot stand. The U.S. border folks are saying that they're so overwhelmed, not so much by the number of people, but the shift in who's coming in. Where before it was single men, a lot of single men who were seeking work and maybe going back over, now it's families and minors by themselves looking for asylum and getting out of criminal violence in their home countries, wherever they're coming from. So it's unprecedented and more of a humanitarian crisis than ever before at the various ports of entry in the South. And you look at the amount of people who are being stopped, and it's crazy. They say it is unsustainable, unsustainable. So, boy, oh, boy, I think that unless something incredible happens in the next 2 days, expect the tariffs to kick in, because it's looking more and more like that. That there's not going to be a backing off. And once they kick in, how long do they stand before there's a back off? Before Mexico waves the white flag and they decide they're going to jump into the middle of this or not? I mean, if they don't, then the tariffs will just ratchet up and it would be a bigger number. If they do, then maybe they go away. But what kind of things would have to be in place for that to, you know, for that to kick in, is what I would say. I think the best story, and one I feel so compelled to talk about here at the top, where I could just go on and on about the tariffs and what I've learned, and I've done that in previous shows, is a big booyah to this 97-year-old, my favorite shots, video, whatever, that I've seen in the last couple of weeks. I mean, how cool is it that Tom Rice at 97 years old, the ex-paratrooper, jumped out of a plane again to commemorate what happened. He parachuted into Nazi-occupied France 75 years ago. This time, he did it to represent something completely different. And it was so great to see that. It really was. He was strapped to a partner and poof, he went, you know, it was a perfect jump. He jumped through the clouds. And he said that. And you think of the thousands of paratroopers, and that's what it made me think of, who, when they leapt into gunfire, and he, like he did, and he dodged death 75 years ago, but there were so many that didn't, that dropped to the ground as they jumped out of those planes into hostile territory. Wow. So hats off to Tom Rice for his bravery 75 years ago and his bravery at 97 years old. Very cool. We Can Count, coming up next.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwave biodegradable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I love you, baby.
It's time for another edition of We Can Count. Yes, indeed. We got some really good ones for you, too. Look around you, folks. It's all about numbers. Here's a number for you. Toronto Raptors beat the Warriors. They lead 2-1 in the NBA Finals. That's unbelievable with the incredible talent. Yes, on the Toronto Raptors lineup up and down their roster, but also for really the supreme team, and that would be the Warriors, when you have Steph Curry, who had an incredible night, 47 points, unbelievable, but it wasn't enough. So the great combination of Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green was kind of cut in half because KD has a calf injury that he got in the second round against the Rockets. But regardless, it's amazing what Toronto has done here, and they've made this series very interesting with their win, 123-109 Wednesday at Oracle Arena. So if you give credit on the other side, all five Raptor starters scored in double figures. That made the difference. Kawhi Leonard, 30.7 boards, 6 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. I'm exhausted. Whew. And that's a lot of numbers, my friends. Things come down to numbers. And there's a prime example of what I'm talking about. All right, here's numbers of a different sort. And looking around the landscape, I happened to catch this story that told me that I am drinking more than 70,000 microplastic particles every year, according to a new study. Ooh, that didn't make me feel good. They said that's what I was ingesting. We eat, drink, and breathe between 74,000 and 121,000 microplastic particles is the exact amount they're saying, because drinking bottled water rather than tap water is 90,000 plastic particles. That's one way. But then there are other microplastics in food and beverages and stuff that also come into play. So this is research that was done from the United States Department of Agriculture. That's what they reported on, using some of the numbers that they had gotten and plugged them in. I just know figuring out that I ingested all this microplastics doesn't make me feel good. Does it make you feel good? Tap water. Tap water. That's the answer. When you do tap water, do tap water. And I say that, and I know that I've got a giant thing of plastic bottles sitting somewhere in my kitchen. Mm. All right, how about this? Manufacturers of a synthetic opioid agreed to pay $225 million to settle investigations. And what am I talking about? You know, $225 million, what does that mean? Insys Therapeutics is the maker of an extremely powerful synthetic opioid, fentanyl. And in the agreement, a subsidiary of that company will plead guilty to 5 counts of mail fraud, pay $2 million in a fine, and $28 million in forfeitures. So this is pretty big. This is holding opioid manufacturers accountable for pushing really these addictive narcotics on the public. And, of course, the kickbacks is part of it. Who do the kickbacks go to? The doctors, the nurses, etc. And if you think about this, 5 top execs from the company were found guilty last month on federal racketeering charges for bribing doctors to prescribe the painkiller to people who didn't need it. And they were also convicted of defrauding Medicare and private insurance, too. So it took the jury just 15 days to reach the verdict against the executives, including founder and one-time billionaire John Kapoor. So they are facing some serious jail time. And this was a big one when that went down, and now this is just the continuation of it, if you will, of what happens now. The fact that you're 101 doesn't have to stop you from traveling, right? Yeah. 70 years after serving in World War II, Walter Klock traveled 1,500 miles to take part in the graduation of his grandson, Joseph, from the Air Force Academy. He watched the class of 2019 graduate in Colorado Springs. He was also there, 101 years old. He was there to commission his grandson as an officer in the Air Force. And, of course, the crowd went wild. They gave him a standing ovation. He flew all the way from Amherst, New York. And, you know, you had the father and the son and everybody on hand at the Air Force Academy. A teary-eyed moment, I am certain of it. Looking at the pictures, boy, it just got you choked up at how you could see how proud he was to be alive and to be able to do that. And I have to say, he looked pretty spry, 101 years old. Whew. Think about that. My, oh, my. All right, let's bounce to something else in the business world. There's always a lot of numbers. Some of them are negative and some of them are positive. I'm not just talking about reading a balance sheet and trying to figure that out. But, you know, we keep talking about the tariffs on Mexico, and what does that mean to you and me, and what does that mean to the United States? So if the 5% tariff on all goods from Mexico kicks in and is maintained, and that's the key, it's maintained, more than 400,000 jobs in the United States could be lost. This is this analysis that was pulled together. It'll kick in on Monday. Texas especially would be affected, 117,000 jobs. The Perryman Group did the number crunching on this. They're an economic consulting firm. Texas is Mexico's largest export market. The two economies are very much intertwined. There is no question about that. So the retail sector, they would feel some economic pain because clothing, furniture stores, restaurants, auto parts dealers would be hit by that too as well. So it will be felt on both sides of the border, but it's a question of how long it goes on. That's the key. That is the key. How long does it hang? I mean, look, it doesn't have to go into effect. I think the president has Mexico's attention that we're not going to fiddle faddle around with this. And here's what's going to happen because we can't do it anymore. You have to be involved. You have to help. You have to discourage those from traveling through your country into the United States. I mean, that's pretty much what it's about. Shut off the flow, and then we have no problem. But that shut off of flow has not happened. In fact, I mean, it's just worsened, right? It's just worsened. I watched a series, and I read this book a long time ago called The Hot Zone, and it was about Ebola, and almost 2,000 Ebola cases have been confirmed in the DR Congo. As they're saying now, this crisis is starting to ratchet up even more. So the Democratic Republic of Congo is feeling this struggle. There were 1,994 cases of the disease reported. 1,900 have been confirmed as Ebola. 1,245 people have died, with another 94 deaths being reported. That's how serious this is. And last month, the World Health Organization said sporadic violence by armed militias limited health care resources to some of those difficult-to-access locations. So this is a very challenging circumstance, needless to say. And you've got Doctors Without Borders. That staff has been attacked, and they're suspending some of their work in the hardest-hit Ebola areas because it's just too dangerous. You think about 2014 and the outbreak in West Africa, then it killed 11,000 people. I mean, of course, now there's vaccines, experimental treatments, but definitely it's a place you don't want to be traveling to, that's for sure. Stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
North Carolina Republicans Wednesday failed to override the Democratic governor's veto of a Born Alive bill. Democratic State Representative Deb Butler says babies who survive an unsuccessful abortion are already protected.
All living infants in North Carolina are legally entitled to the care that they need. any overt act to injure or cause death to a living infant is already punishable as murder.
The state's Senate already agreed to an override. President Trump is in Ireland, his first visit to that country as president. Ahead of a meeting with Ireland's prime minister, the president shared the latest on pending tariffs on Mexico.
I think they want to do something. I think they want to make a deal. And they sent their top people to try and do it. We'll see what happens today. We should know something.
But talks did break off at the White House on Wednesday, and there was no deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, oh, I got fortune babies, and da, 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 da. And I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome to America Tonight, Mark Hartage. He's got a book called The Knock Out. And as soon as I heard The Knock, of course, I know what The Knock means coming from a military family. And I'm wondering how many people understand what The Knock is. And, of course, The Knock is the story of a Navy SEAL, so already I'm intrigued, who was actually killed on a mission with his team in Afghanistan. Thank you so much for coming on, Mark.
I'm happy to be here, Kate. Thank you for having me.
So what inspired you to write this book?
Well, that's a really good question. It all started when my oldest son was going through Navy SEAL training. He was in BUDS, which is Basic Underwater Demolition SEAL. That's the training course that they do. And he was in BUDS Class 258. And his class started with 122, and only 26 of them finished Hell Week. And it was Thursday night of Hell Week, and I was woke up in the middle of the night. I'm like, oh, my goodness, it's Thursday night, and what's going on? He hadn't called, so I guess he's going to make it. And oddly enough, my little brother is a movie director, and he was over in Manila filming a movie. And I sent him an email at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I said, hey, what do you think about this idea for a story? And I have no idea what time it is in Manila, and he never replies to my emails anyway because he's always on a movie location. But oddly enough, about 30 seconds later, he sent me a text, an email back, and said, hey, that's a really good idea for a story. Write it down. And so that's where it all came from.
Wow. So you write the idea down. You wake up in the middle of the night. And was it one of those kind of moments where you couldn't wait to get started?
Exactly. And I started writing right then, and I wrote for about 2 or 3 hours, and then I finally thought, you know, I better go back and get some sleep. But anyway, and then the next day I called a couple of friends of mine that are in the military. One of them's a helicopter pilot, and another good friend of mine is a chaplain. And I kind of threw the idea at them, and they said, yeah, that's great. And so they helped me quite a bit with it. And then I have another friend who is a Navy SEAL in Virginia and or Norfolk, and he helped me with some of the other stuff, and it just kind of all fell together.
And so you talk about your son too. So obviously there were stories there. How proud are you of him? Because that's, you know, that whole Navy SEAL thing, just even getting in the program, trying to get through is really tough.
Yeah, it was very difficult to get through it. And oddly enough, he got hurt in the middle of dive phase, and he ended up, they just had to give him medical discharge. So he never got to finish the whole program, but it kind of killed him because that was his lifelong dream. But, you know, things work out for the best all the way around. So, but I was very proud of him. We went out to see him the week after Hell Week was over, and it was pretty amazing. He was all beat up, and he introduced us to a couple of his friends that were with him, and it was just quite a deal. So we're very proud of him.
Yeah, and see, just getting through that is an accomplishment. That's what I meant. I mean, there's no question about it, no matter what happens from there. So the NOC, for people who don't understand that, where'd you pull the title, the NOC?
From one of my friends who's a chaplain in the Army in Oklahoma City, and I was visiting with him about the story, and of course he's had to do that unwelcome duty several times, and he said the worst thing in the world is when you walk up to the front door of a home that has a military family member who's deceased, and someone has to give them the bad news. And he said that the heart pounding that you feel when you're getting ready to knock on the door is just amazing. And so we were just talking about it one day, and I said, you know, that sounds like a good title for the story. And that's where it came from.
What are you hoping that people get out of this book, Mark? What do you hope they take away from this novel?
I think the thing that I would hope is that everybody would understand that freedom isn't free, that there's a price to be paid, and that there's men and women all over the world that are protecting us here at home, and they do it because they want to. They do it because they love America, and that's the part of the story that I hope that everybody gets out of the book, is that every once in a while, you know, it happens every day, really, actually, in America, that someone has to deliver that bad news, and that's the part that I want everybody to understand, that there is a price to pay and that freedom is not free.
Yeah, you mentioned too, and, you know, amen to that. You mentioned the talking to your brother, the movie director, and then he finally gets back to you. So did he have any words of advice for you? Because he certainly understands plots and stories.
Well, it is funny that you mentioned that, because he said, just go ahead and write it down and then send it to me. And so it took a couple of months to get the story written down. And then I had a lot of help with some friends of mine that are in the military that gave me some good ideas. And my Navy SEAL friend gave me some good ideas. And then my helicopter friend gave me some good ideas. And my chaplain friend gave me some good ideas. But it was kind of funny that after I finished the story, I had it in an email. You know, I was writing it on my computer and I emailed it to my little brother. And at that time, he was back in Canada filming another movie, and I didn't, you know, expect anything. And the next day, oddly enough, I got an email back from him. He goes, "The knock rocks." That's all he said. And so I said, "Okay, it must be good."
There you go. What would you like to see happen with this book? Do you want to do another book? Do you want to do some kind of a sequel to it?
Actually, that's funny. I'm glad you mentioned that. The sequel just got released about a week ago. It's called The Healing, and it's a story about what happens a year later.
Wow. So there was more in you. You wanted the story to continue, and you wanted to finish it.
I did, and that's what the second book is, really kind of wraps everything up. It's exactly what happens 1 year later, and I'm not going to give the details out, but that's exactly what happened. I just, you know, I thought about it for about a year after I finished the knock, and I thought, you know what, I kind of left it all just dangling there. I guess I need to wrap that up. And so I started with the next part of the story, and it ended up called The Healing.
Wow. So when you go back to the knock, and we go back to writing that and then telling everybody you did it, what was, we know the reaction of your brother, and that makes sense, and then some of the people around you trying to help you write it. But what's so interesting about you is you're also in the insurance business. To me, Mark, that's almost like a calling card. I wondered did you tell clients about it? Did you tell other people in the office?
It was kind of interesting, Kate. I'm glad you asked that question. After the book came out, one of my friend who's the Navy SEAL was in Afghanistan, and I have another friend in Norman, Oklahoma, that owns a radio station, and he said, you know what, why don't we do a book signing and for use all the people that wrote endorsements for your book, and we'll just do a book signing. And so it was kind of cool. My Navy SEAL friend flew in from Afghanistan, and then I have a couple of friends that my helicopter friend was in the National Guard. He came, and then my other friend who's a chaplain, he came, and then I have a couple of really good friends. Steve Owens, who won the Heisman Trophy at Oklahoma in 1969, was there. And then his little brother, Tinker Owens, who was on the OU National Championship in 74 and 75, they were there. So we had a really cool deal at the Sooner Fashion Mall in Norman, and they were all there for the book signing. And from there, all my friends found out about it, and it's been great ever since.
Wow. So Sooner Nation came out to support you. I love that. And that's, you know, that part of this is word of mouth. Obviously, there's, you know, millions of people hearing you on this show, but in your own world, there's people that are supporting you. Would you tell anybody that's listening, if they had a book in them, to just do it, to just write it no matter what?
I would. And it's funny that you mentioned that too, Kate, because I've had several people that have come up to me and go, man, where did you come up with that? And I just kind of told them I just had the idea, and I started writing it, and then it just kind of fell into place. And I've had several people that have said, well, I've got an idea. I always encourage them, well, write it down. You never know. It'll make you feel great to do something that you've always wanted to do. And, you know, after I got finished with it, I was like, wow, that was kind of cool. And then after I finished the second one, I thought, wow, that's really interesting. And what's really great about it is, Kate, is when people that you know or friends of yours will say, hey, that was really, you did a good job. And then what's really makes me really happy is when people that I don't know, someone will have given them a copy, or and they'll either write me a note or call me or send me an email and say, hey, man, I really enjoyed both those stories. Thank you very much.
Now, what would be really cool is if the brother eventually gives you that call and says, you know what, maybe we should kind of write a script to this. Has that been wiggling around in your head? That who knows, maybe you adapt it for the small screen even. It doesn't necessarily have to be a giant released movie. There's movies now that are being made, he can tell you that, all over the place for so many different venues. Do you even think like that?
Of course. And don't, and believe me, I've asked him about it a couple of times. So he's working on a new movie in Louisiana right now that'll come out next year. But I'm going to go down there and visit him in February, and we'll see if we can't maybe push him a little bit and say, hey, let's get something done here. What do you think?
I love that. What do you do for fun? I mean, obviously, you're a writer. You put together this plot, the story. You've had all these people help you. And I want to tell everybody again, the name of the book is The Knock. We're speaking with Mark Hartage, and you can pick up the book at Amazon's Easy, Lit Fire, et cetera. But what do you do for fun besides write?
Right now I'm on my way to Missouri to go on a hunting trip for the next 4 days. And then my family, we love to go snow skiing up in Colorado. My youngest son lives in Denver, so we go visit him a couple of times a year in the winter and go snow skiing. And then my brother-in-law lives on the lake in East Texas, so we spend a lot of time in the summer water skiing. So we have a lot of family time together.
Mark, you're a lucky guy. You know the right people, and they're right there in your family. So it's perfect.
That's true enough, Tate. You're exactly right there. I'm very, very lucky. Very fortunate and very blessed.
No kidding. All right, well, I love it. It'll be a great stocking stuffer for anybody listening. Again, the book is called The Knock, and this is Mark Hartage that we're speaking to, and you can pick it up at Amazon.com, Litfire Publishing, really super easy to get it, and an easy, great, exciting read. Mark, thank you so much for coming on.
Kate, I appreciate you having me, and thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it.
Of my love was strong. She lied and laid down long. The song in the air was fencing her care with the singer.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors, and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for, to unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and
so in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I wrote about a lot of people I interviewed. I've interviewed, almost 16,000 people now. One of the people that I spoke to and spent a little time with was a self-made billionaire, John Paul Jones DeJoria. He's the founder, co-founder of Paul Mitchell Line of Hair Products and Patron. Oh, we had some great conversations. Anyway, he grew up destitute and a member of a street gang, and it's amazing, his story. And I tell his story a little bit in Deal Your Own Destiny. And so somebody who knows all about that, Kelly Cardenas, is an icon in the hair industry. He is a hair magician. I'll call him that. I can barely get it out with those 6 cups of coffee, but here's what's great about him. He is an author, international educator for John Paul Mitchell Systems, a business coach, salon owner. Like I said, he's got 5 namesake salons in Vegas, Chicago. I want to go. Carlsbad, Salt Lake City, Hard Rock Casino in Vegas. It doesn't get much better than that. And I thought he'd be fun to have on for this edition of It's Your Business. And he's written a book called The 6 Indicators for Business and Life. Kelly, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So you heard me talk about, my conversations with the billionaire, that obviously you learned about his system and what he did so well. And boy, talk about an inspiration. And you picked up the blow dryer, the comb, and everything else and really ran with it. How did you get started in that business and pursue it with the kind of passion you obviously have?
Well, mine wasn't as inspiring of a story to start off. My dad bought dog clippers because he thought that we would save money on shaving the dog. And we tried to shave our Cocker Spaniel, but we didn't know that you're supposed to chain it up first or put it on a leash. And it ran away from us. And me and my brother turned the clippers on each other. And, you know, the rest, they say, is history. So.
Oh, I love that. So an auspicious start, but then you dove into it. Did you ever think that you would end up where you are now, this many years later?
I had high hopes. You know, you always, as a kid, I was that kid that we would drive by a house, me and my brother, and we would call the house. Like, you know, if I called it before him, then it was mine. Or if we saw a nice car, I would say, I've got that car. We didn't know how we were going to get it, you know, we had high hopes in it. But it's been it's been a phenomenal ride. Little did I know that, you know, cutting hair in a double-wide mobile home would turn into being able to, you know, travel the world and be around some of the great people like John Paul, you know, and him be a friend and a close friend at that.
Yeah. And so you get on this path, you start doing it. Obviously, people liked you because so much in that industry is about word of mouth and your product and people, like I just said, talking about you. Did you find that's what happened? It was the way you treated people and then how they felt when they went to see you?
I think that was the biggest part, and also having a good time the whole time while it was going on. You know, I wrote about it, saying that, you know, one of the ways that that my business kind of really picked up was, you know, I found out that one of the girls that had come in to see me was on a POM squad at University of Memphis, and I found out when they practiced, interrupted their practice, gave them all shirts. And then called the news station and radio station and told them that all the girls were going to be at the salon the next day when I had invited them in, and they covered that, and it really exploded the business. But I think the whole thing was just being able to have a good time, make sure that I treated every single person like they were my mom, and, you know, making sure that I was looking at the relationship that I was building as opposed to the money that I was making at any particular time.
Oh, that's a good one, saying it's about relationship building. And I said you were the hair magician. I love that title because you really, truly are. From what I saw, I looked around. I was like, oh, I got to go. Forget it. I don't need to do this radio show. I need to go see Kelly right now. And so that's who we're speaking to. He is the magician. Kelly Cardenas is with us. And as I said, he wrote a book, The Six Indicators for Business and Life. So tell us about some of the indicators and what you saw. The relationship building was obviously one of them, how you treat people. What else?
Well, we start off with culture, and that was it's been a buzzword, especially in the last couple of years. But my dad said to me, you know, early on that I was the example of the 98-2 rule. And I said, well, what's the 98-2? He said 98% attitude and 2% aptitude. And I said, that doesn't sound too good, Pop. Did you mispronounce that? And he said, no. He said, it's all about the attitude that you carry into a place, and it's not as much about your aptitude. And, you know, he said that I've been an example of that, you know, building and caring for people mostly. So that culture was a big one. I think the culture, inside the culture, is the vibe that you create. The third one was process and procedure, that I think that is important, but not as important as building your culture and the vibe. Your productivity, your, you know, creating innovation. And then lastly, which I think that is the key to all success, is the ability to adapt immediately. You know, we were really, but it, honestly, it all teetered on that 98-2 rule, of having the attitude to say, you know, even in writing the book, I wanted to, and my wife said, why don't you quit talking about it and go do it? So I actually wrote the book in 6 days. And that was just because I had an attitude that, you know, this thing was possible. I envisioned, being able to talk with people like yourselves. Being able to have interviews like this. And when people ask me about the book, I wanted to be able to say I finished it in 6 days. And so that's where I sat out in the side yard and, you know, pounded one finger at a time on the keyboard. And, you know,
I love it. I love that you did that record setting. I mean, I'm right there with you. I did a tip book in 6 days, and I had to have my husband water me. I said, don't talk to me. Just bring me food. Just think of me like Mahalo, the golden retriever that we have, and just bring me some treats once in a while. And so I'm right there with you. I think we have similar mindsets, a lot of similarities. And so five salons, that means you knew how. Expand. Was it scary when you opened your first one and took those bigger steps? What was that like?
Well, what we did is we set ourselves up from the beginning, and it was the people that was around me, you know, that was around me that I put around me and made sure. I mean, these people believed in me like no other, and one of them is still with me from the very beginning. Her name is Sarah Bryan, and you know, I think that was the biggest part was. The people aspect of it. You know, I said one time, you know, in a gathering that, you know, when we sat down and they asked us how we did all this stuff that, you know, it was because we invested in the most valuable commodity that's ever been, and that's people. And, you know, my dad told me the other day that technology is changing, you know, at the speed of light. Like tomorrow, technology will be different. Your phone is probably already obsolete. But the one thing that has never changed is people, and the desire that they have to be cared for and to be loved hasn't changed. And as long as we lock into that, then we'll never be obsolete.
Mm. I love that. He sounds like such an interesting man. Okay, so here's the big thing. You got to dish the dirt with us. Have you done anyone famous? Have you done anyone's Jen Aniston? I mean, if she sat in your chair, you would probably be amazing with her. But I bet everyone's clamoring to do her hair. What was your best moment just doing somebody's hair? I want to know who. Tell us.
Well, I think one of the coolest. I'm a big Mrs. Us fan. And Chrissy Metz was in the salon recently. And, you know, I generally, you know, just because being in the environments and things like that, I always want to respect them and, you know, don't ask for pictures and just talk to them like they're regular people. But when I saw Chrissy, I went up to her and I said, look, I don't do this ever, but I wanted to tell you that you have made me look like a complete buffoon in front of my wife, because every time I watch your show, I cry for the whole time. And my wife isn't crying, and she's wondering what's going on with me. And, you know, I had the time with her, and she told me her story, and she told me she had, I think it was 67 or 97 cents in her bank account, and she was staying with a friend, and she said it literally happened overnight for her. And when we got done, I said,
wow.
You know, again, I wouldn't do this but with anybody else, but is there any way that you would be okay with us taking a picture so I can give it to my wife? And she said, well, why don't we do one better? Why don't you FaceTime her right now? So I FaceTimed my wife, and I handed Chrissy the phone, and my wife was blown away because it's our favorite show. So, I mean, I think things like that, you know, where the real people show themselves, and I think that is amazing.
Yeah, I think that's amazing, too. We could talk to you for hours. We'll have you back on again. Kelly Cardenas, his book, get it, pick it up. Where can they get it? They get it at Amazon, right? You got to get it on Amazon. You can certainly find it at www.kellycardenas.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.